east of Road 36, Old Shawnee Road, approximately 1,100 feet north of Route 620, Abbott's Pond Road, a special use exception to operate daycare facility.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Deborah Case, 16746 Shawnee Place, Milford, Delaware.
You raise your right hand, swear affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm applying for a special use exemption for a large family daycare. I know you call it a center, but large family is 12 children. Mm-hmm. I actually work for the Office of Child Care Licensing. I've been there about 15 years.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting to retire in June. And
Sound like it.
Yeah, right? I know some people say, oh, you think that's going to be less stressful? I actually had run a family child care when my kids were younger in Milford also.
Oh, okay.
But so I kind of know pretty well what I'm getting into. But it's on my mother's property. We live in the front house. And then way to the back of the property, and you saw it on the diagram, is what was previously approved for a nursing home, a small nursing home. And I'm going to be using that building for child care. Like I said, the license would be for 12 children or less. I would operate from like 7 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. Children being age birth to 12 years.
That leaves me out.
Okay.
The building you said was originally for a nursing home?
It was, yes.
Did it operate as a nursing
home? It did,
home?
Yeah. Okay. My mom did that when she retired from the state for a little while.
Okay. But it's no longer operated like that.
That's correct.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
You can say substantially it's not going to affect any...
That's correct. Effect. Yes, it will not adversely affect the neighborhood. The back of the property, we have quite a few trees. There's quite a bit of privacy. I've spoken to some of the neighbors, and they said they didn't have a problem with it. And like I said, it shouldn't adversely affect the neighborhood at all. There's plenty of parking back there.
Okay.
No problem.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
I have no further questions. Hearing that, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Muller. Property owner and quite a nice building because it was built with all the specifications for a nursing home.
Ma'am, if you would like to speak, you'd have to come up and be sworn in.
No, you can just say you're in favor. You don't have to be sworn.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're not just her mother. You're
one in favor.
One in favor. Right. In favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,967. For a special use exception based on the record that has been presented at the public hearing here, and the use does not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,967. All those in favor, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for this reason.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway, aye, for the reason so stated. Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for my reason.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reason that was stated.
And by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,967 is approved.
All right, thank
and
you.
Good luck in your retirement.
Thanks. Now, how long does it take to get that in writing? I'm not holding you to, I just mean a ballpark figure.
30 to 45.
Yeah, 30 to 44. 30 to 45 days.
All right. Okay,
we strive for having the minutes from the previous meeting at the next heat hearing, and then the findings at the hearing thereafter.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes we're able to get them in quickly, and sometimes it takes a little while.
We're trying to let you stay retired too long.
Yeah, that's right. Thank
you.
Thank you.
I was going to say, you know the reason for the finding, waiting for the finding of the facts, don't you?
Pardon me?
You know the reason for waiting for the finding of the facts?
In case anybody wants to appeal?
Atta girl.
I read those things.
That's right.
Not the minutes, it's the finding of fact.
That's right, thanks.
Thank you.